and welcome to another special topics podcast from Directions Magazine. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief. Today I will be speaking with GE Energy's Brian Fryhoff, the Product Line Manager for Geospatial Solutions, and Doug Daniels, Google's Head of Sales for the Earth and Map Solutions for the Americas, regarding the announcement that GE will now be using the Google Earth and Maps API to improve productivity and visualization for a small world and other geospatial solutions from GE. Stay tuned for my interview.
Well, good. Thanks, Brian and Doug, for taking the time to talk to me about the announcement from GE and Google. And I wonder if you would just start off with a brief overview of the announcement, given that GE's been supporting the Small World product suite for a long time. And obviously, folks know about Google Earth and Maps. And maybe just give me an overview of what the announcement is and what the relationship will entail.
Sure. So I'll take the first step at that. Essentially, the announcement is not one to indicate any reduced commitment to the Small World product solution stack. Instead, we see that our engineering capabilities around managing your linear assets, which is primarily the function of Small World, would be greatly enhanced with the visualization capabilities that Google Maps and Earth brings to our solution suite. And if you look on a consumer side in the consumer market, Google Maps, Google Earth is the place where everyone has gone to find any of their favorite coffee shop or a restaurant where they'd like to find. Now you're able to use those same intuitive, easy-to-use tools that the design engineers or other folks across the enterprise can use to see where their assets at, design additions to their network and infrastructure, and it really adds a whole different dimension to our capabilities, and we believe that's going to be an unprecedented or an extremely strong and compelling offer. That's really the overview, and it's integrating the Google Maps, Google Earth into our core Small World product suites, all of our products as a base visualization layer.
So how will Google Earth support the Small World product suite, and will that be the primary visualization tool for all the geospatial analytical options within Small World?
It will definitely be an option to our existing customer and future customer base. We would have it integrated into all the Small World product portfolio as the base visualization of your base maps visualization tools. Street View, Google Earth, Google Maps, that our customers can choose and use that as their primary visualization mechanism.
Okay, great. So, and also I noticed that in the announcement that a lot of it will primarily be leveraging some of the Android platform for mobile solutions. So are there any specific products that are going to be announced for mobile field technicians?
We are currently looking at how we incorporate that technology stack into our existing mobile map frame and FFA technologies. Really, it's a relationship. So you're looking at taking the technologies they bring in from Google provides from a visualization capability perspective, and where does it make the most sense, and what new applications or offerings can we do combining their tool sets, even some that aren't as part of this initial press release, with our existing product portfolio to provide that enhanced user experience and visualization across the enterprise to our customers. That's really what the essence of the press release is about. It's pretty simple in that regard. There are some practical points of integrating the Google Maps and Earth and Street View and those products into our stack right away. That's available. But really, it's about how do we take the power of the two companies and create something that's new and innovative for this market space.
I was recently at the DistribuTech conference. I was at a press conference of GE where they were talking about GridIQ. And certainly the demo there was using Google Earth. Is this part of that announcement? I didn't see it in the release, but I'm wondering if it's part of the same relationship.
It is. So the relationship that was struck was for all of GE and its affiliates to partner and to use and leverage various Google products. So it is a broader agreement and partnership, but specific focus for this first step, walk before you run sort of mentality, is really focused around the software solutions portfolio, which GridIQ is part of that.
And Doug, maybe from your side, obviously Google has a relationship with a lot of different companies. This is really a fairly big announcement because I think it's the first time you've done something with GE, and I know that obviously Google has been in kind of the energy space. They've done some things, I think, on the solar end. I'm kind of curious as to your perspective of how this is going to support the Google suite as well.
Really kind of our mission within the Maps and Earth team is to work with, you know, leading industry players such as GE to, you know, utilize our mapping APIs to integrate in with their applications. It's, you know, it's pretty simple. And, you know, it's been a relationship that we've been working on for some time, and you know, it's great to see kind of the best of breed of their application suite, what they do very, very well. We'll never be in that space. Along with our visualization, kind of, you know, the 1+1=3 type of environment here, where our collective utility customers get the best of breed of both technologies, and quite frankly, they've been asking, you know, for these type of enhancements, you know, over the last year or so, and you know, we've heard from, you know, both our customers, and that's kind of what got us talking, and eventually the formal relationship that was announced today.
Obviously, the Small World suite is primarily known for the professional side of supporting outage management systems, field services management teams. Do you see this, because of the familiarity with the Google Earth and Maps platform, do you see this bubbling up not so much from the professional side, but to the what I would call the prosumer side, people who are not necessarily familiar with geospatial technology but have a need to use it? It could be other organizations within GE or other customer types. I don't know if, Brian, if you've thought about that and whether you see this as an opportunity.
Very much have thought about that, and that is something that we very much have discussed. We already have some ideas for ways to provide that pro-consumer, as you've called it, with the information they need, because the network model, as you know and sort of alluded to, was once used by pretty much just engineering folks, and if it looked like a one-line drawing, that was fine. But that the importance of that network model is expanded across not only the customer's enterprise, but also then to their customers. And being able to visualize it in an intuitive way, the same way they could find the coffee shop they're looking for and get information that's important to them about either a network outage, duration, expected restoration, or whatever it may be, provision service, et cetera. There's all sorts of different use cases you could play out. That's important, and that's exactly where we think this is headed and why this relationship is going to be so valuable, because on the consumer side, everyone is using Google Maps to find their location. Now, if you give them this capability that they're used to already, it's just going to be an intuitive win for everyone.
Yeah, I definitely think that's an interesting possibility. One of the other things that I noticed about the demo I saw at Distribute Tech was this integration with social media. Again, one of those things where it could be used not just at the consumer level, but at the management level when you want to determine outage situations. Google Earth makes it for a nice platform for integrating social media. And so I'm just curious about your perspective of how that's going to be integrated, both from the engineering end as well as from the consumer end.
So probably not the best person to talk about all we're doing with Grid IQ Insights in our analytics space, but let's say that has been a topic of conversation that we have been discussing, and there are a lot of different opportunities. It's really trying to prioritize what is going to have the most impact right now, but it's definitely something that's on the horizon. And again, this is a strategic relationship, not just a transactional one. There's a transactional component, but this relationship is something that we very much, at the highest levels of Google and GE, are very much invested in for the long term. I think there's a lot of value that we can bring to our customers and their customers in these segments that we serve.
Well, good. I think that's about the scope of the questions I've got. I really very much appreciate you taking your time on such short notice.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the time.
Thanks again for joining me on another Directions Magazine podcast. If you'd like to comment about my interview today, please write to me at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks again, and be sure to tell a friend.